Following a four-day national off-road race, 26 individuals reported GI illnesses to the Southern Nevada Health District via a web-based forum on December 13, 2016. The event occurred between December 8th through December 11th, 2016 in Laughlin, Nevada. Laughlin is a city that is located 100 miles south of Las Vegas. It's the third most visited casino destination in the state with a total of 11 major casinos and attracts approximately 5 million visitors per year. The event involved 328 competitors, 110 volunteers, and 4,000 spectators. The race involved a 12-mile long course. Several pre-race related events were held on December 9th, including the race sign-up registration and mandatory meetings for race participants and staff. This occurred between 1:30 to 8 p.m. at the Tropicana Hotel. The race occurred on December 10th and December 11th. On December 13th, the Southern Nevada Health District was notified of the illnesses and an investigation was launched. An online survey was developed the same day and links to the survey were posted to the race forum as well as two Facebook sites on the following day, December 14th. An environmental investigation was conducted on the 14th, which involved review of norovirus protocols and procedures at the Tropicana Hotel. An environmental health follow-up visit was conducted at an Italian restaurant located inside the hotel on the 15th, at which time we found that two food service employees left work on the 13th due to GI illness. Two stool specimens were collected by the local health agency and were submitted to our local lab for both noro and bacterial enterics testing on December 16th. A follow-up questionnaire was developed on December 20th to gather further information from all ill cases and included questions on participants' roles in the race and which pre-race events they participated in on December 9th. We collaborated with the County of San Diego Health Agency to assist with stool specimen collection and testing. On December 21st, a total of 9 San Diego County cases were contacted and 2 out of the 9 submitted a stool specimen for noro analysis. A total of 122 survey responses were received by the 21st, and data was analyzed using descriptive statistics and chi-square test in SAS. A probable case was identified as any individual associated with the race completing the survey who reported either vomiting or diarrhea on or after December 7th. A confirmed was one that had the same definition but whose stool specimen tested positive for norovirus G1. The earliest onset date was December 7th and the last known onset was December 13th. Majority of cases became ill on December 11th. 81 out of 122 individuals met the probable case definition, while 2 out of 122 individuals met the confirmed case definition. An index case was a California resident that arrived to Laughlin on Wednesday, December 7th. The majority of participants had diarrhea, 90%, followed by fatigue, 85%, and vomiting, 81%. The median incubation period was 48 hours, and the duration of symptoms was from 24 to 72 hours. Adults aged 30 to 39 years were the largest affected group, and the median age was 38 years. The outbreak affected residents from 8 states highlighted in red. California residents represented the highest percentage of cases, 78%. And the majority of the California residents, 77%, were from Southern California, including LA County and San Diego County. Cases were 5.7 times more likely to lodge at the Tropicana Hotel compared to controls. This hotel was also the focal point for the registration events, which occurred over a 7-hour period of time on December 9th. It is important to note that although we found that people lodging at this hotel were more likely to become ill during the time of inspection, the environmental health staff noted that the facility was already following the appropriate norovirus disinfection procedures. total of 40 out of 83 cases provided a response to the follow-up questionnaire. 18 out of 40 respondents were competitors, 12 were spectators, 7 were volunteers, and 1 was a vendor. Microbiological testing of the 4 specimens were conducted by both our local lab and the County of San Diego. 2 out of the 4 specimens tested positive for norovirus G1. 1 out of the 2 specimens were submitted to the California State Lab for sequencing, and that was tested, that was positive for norovirus G1.3B. This was the first G1 outbreak identified in Clark County since 2013, whilst California had a number of norovirus G1 outbreaks identified in the past 3 years. So, lessons learned that the prevention and response to future norovirus outbreaks at major sporting events should involve the 5 components highlighted here: use of the web forum, social media, online surveys, and multi-jurisdictional collaboration were all instrumental in producing a rapid response in this outbreak. Based on our findings, we recommend that organizers of major sporting events raise awareness among participants of the risk of GI infection through educational collaboration with the local health department. Thank you.